It's one of the most difficult challenges for the aspiring artist, drawing the human form. Classes in figure drawing require us to look at the human body with fresh eyes, understanding how it works and how it looks from the inside out. The great painters of history operated from a thorough understanding of anatomy, and their level of skill is in danger of becoming a lost art. But Maui artist Phil Sabato offers free life drawing classes once a week at his Wailuku studio. He's on the line to tell us about it.
Aloha.
Good to talk to you.
Well, I tell you, it's great to be here, being on your show and being able to present my my life as an artist, as an artist.
Well, Phil, what is it that makes the human body so difficult to get right?
Well, I tell you what, it's difficult. I remember going to school in California that I never learned anatomy drawing till about 3 years later and realized that you have to enjoy doing the human form first.
Yeah.
So I sketch a lot, and I love the human form. And from there, then I learned a little bit more about anatomy. And then I started realizing being here on Maui to start my own life drawing studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it for 23 years. It's kind of like a community service that I do, where I have a lot of artists that come here, students especially, who's preparing for their AP portfolio.
Well, Phil, why is it so important to understand anatomy?
You know, that's an interesting thing that I think, you first of all, you have to enjoy drawing the human form.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, that's what it is for me. A lot of my paintings are about the human form. And I need to understand not only the form itself, but the mood, the character of the individual, the purpose of the painting that I'm doing. So there's a lot of reasons, a lot of emotion. There's a lot of emotion done in doing a painting of a human form.
That's interesting, Phil, because the mood and character of an individual do reflect themselves in body language, don't they?
Correct. Yeah. In fact, like right now, I'm doing a commission, and it's about people who are in a hospital. How do you make the human form pleasing mm-hmm. for the humans who are or the patients who are there to make them feel at ease, that they're not afraid to be where they are, but to really bring them into the presence of who they are and to kind of bring in a stillness in them.
To show a kind of a relaxation and stillness then.
Correct.
And, of course, that expresses itself in terms of how the muscles are poised, posture, all those kind of things, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It has a lot to do about the expression of the face, the expression of the body form. The body form has to be very relaxed, very soothing. The person could be in the water, just relaxing and enjoying nature.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me, Phil, how subtle body language can be, that the arching of an eyebrow can indicate a completely different mood.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that is why drawing the human form is something that, you know, I have continuously been doing, because I've been doing it I'm 72 years old now, and I'm still practicing doing figure drawing.
Yeah.
And because it's a reflection, it's really about a reflection of me and my art.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to communicate.
Well, it would seem to do it right, to capture a mood, as you said, would require a certain amount of just insight into people, never mind what your hands are doing. But
it's so true. A lot of times, you know, I hire models for some of my paintings,
mm-hmm.
and I sort of direct them, and eventually in directing a model, that eventually they kind of get the gist of what you're trying to say and do, that all of a sudden they'll just fall right into the mood that I want without me really directing them. So it's really a communication with the model that you're working with.
It almost sounds like a relationship of a theater actor and director.
Exactly. It's same thing. How are you going to say this word with an expression on your face? And it's the same thing in painting. It's the same thing. How do you express an expression without really having to use words.
Because it's amazing how much people can understand in a nonverbal way. Of course, as a as an artist, you know that, right?
Oh, it's got to come from the inside, Chris. You got to feel it to express it. And like you're saying, like an actor, you got to feel it to really express it. And this is what makes it so exciting about doing figure drawing, is because, you know, as busy as my schedule is here, I do a lot of commission work, and I do a lot of murals, and I need to relax my mind. So I look forward to the Thursdays so I can do my figure drawing, because it puts me into that space of creating art in a purest form. And that, for me, that's drawing figures.
That sounds, you make it sound pretty exciting, Phil. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, you're welcome. I really appreciate this opportunity, Chris.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks. Phil Sabato offers free life drawing classes every Thursday at 5 p.m. at Sabato Studios in Wailuku, Maui.